For those of you who don't know me, I'll introduce myself. I'm Christopher Morris, and I came at the same time that Ray did, a semester later, and I disappeared in 2001. And if Ray were to introduce me, he would say I was his trusty helper. We did many things together, but one of the things we did for the department is we organized three conferences and produced three volumes of essays, the royalties of which went or still go to the department. Of course, neither of us read the contract. Morris, did you ever read the contract? No, did you? The contract specified that we only got royalties for the paperback. And only one volume of the three came out in paperback in time to produce any royalties. But we were never very good business people. Lou's story about reserving this room reminded me of, I believe, the first conference. We had trouble getting a room. I mean, the campus wasn't as big then. It didn't have as many nice buildings as it now does. And we booked a seminar room in the old student union, since been renovated twice. And it was perfectly adequate for a conference. But Saturday afternoon, right after lunch, there was deafening music, rock music coming up from the dining room downstairs. And Morris, would you go see what that is? I went and saw. And it was a band for the dance that evening, setting up. And I inquired what, you know, who was holding this and could we move the band. And I found out it was the then annual Miss Braun's beauty pageant, which would draw thousands of people from Toledo. And I told Ray, and Ray said, would you do something? Why don't you call the president and see if we could move the concert and move the dance? I said, Ray, no, it's not going to work. So we moved the afternoon session of a law conference. I wanted to say something about Ray as a philosopher, because he truly was a philosopher. And as a philosopher, he was a lover of truth. And I want to talk about Ray's relationship to truth. It was a special relationship. And let us call this, since we're philosophers and we try to be impressive, let's call this relationship Relation R. And Relation R was special. Like all philosophers, Ray would aim at the truth, but his aim was not always as good as the aim of other people. I found that there was always some truth in what Ray said, but you had to, if you were having a conversation and had to rely on what he was saying, you had to apply a discount rate. And the discount rate, you know, fell between 90%. I suppose some things he said were 95% reliable, and 10%. And there was a lot of variability. So I would invariably try to catch him out. I said, Ray, that's not true. We'd have long dinners. I said, look, that is simply not true. Oh, yeah? Do you want to bet? And I'd always take up the bets until it turned out that the ones I took up, I always lost. And on one occasion, Ray, it's not going to happen. No. You want to bet? Yes, I bet $50. And since I have no memory, and with Ray, even if you have a perfectly good memory, his challenges will make you doubt your recollection. I took the paper placemat and I wrote out a statement. I, Raymond Fry, hereby swear that, you know, something, I can't remember what it was. And I looked for it, over this week, and I've got it somewhere in an envelope, along with some other things, and I looked for it, and I was hoping to bring it to you, but I can't find it. But I'd like to show it to you sometime. And I took the bet, and I won. And it was for $50. So I would remind Ray, I'd actually show him, and remind him, you owe me $50. Morris, get out of here. I'm busy. I'm doing my normal work, either maintain supporting the department or Western civilization, whatever he was doing at that time single-handedly without anyone else's help. And I said, remember it. You're a man of honor. You will surely pay that debt. And from that day onward, once in a while, I'd come back to my office. We left our office doors open in those days. I'd come back to my office, and somewhere on my desk would be a Post-it. I wouldn't find it immediately, but I'd find it eventually. In Ray's beautiful handwriting, pay Fry $50. And this continued forever. And I collected them all. And I know I have them. I really wanted to bring them because I must have 20 or 30 of these. He would never forget. He never forgot that debt. And I'd march into his office and I'd say, Ray, you owe me $50. Morris, get out of here. I'm really busy. And then a month or two later. But I will find them and I'll make a nice collage of them. One of Ray's favorite expressions, of course, is this is part of life's rich pageant. And oddly enough, he'd never use it for a really good occasion. It'd be after, so he had a nice dinner, and everyone enjoyed themselves, and he wouldn't use that. Unless they were someone who was mad at the dinner table and we were talking later and he'd say it was part of life's pageant. So after many a department meeting, I won't tell you who was speaking, but after many a department meeting, well, it's part of life's very rich pageant. And my wife uses that expression quite frequently. Since we're having a lot of fun, it's not appropriate to use that expression, but quite sadly, good friends leaving us is part of life's rich pageant. Thank you.